show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Meg Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Meggs.
While listening to the Daily Meg Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Well, good morning, Rockaholics. Happy hump day, one and all. I know that with young kids like you and I have, Steve Meggs, we're always figuring out ways that they're kind of becoming us or they're like us. You know, they look like us, they act like us. My child is like me in the sense that he is both a night owl and a morning person. And
I'm over it.
I don't know what to do.
So he likes to stay up late and get up early.
Correct.
There are times where Tatum like is up late and I'm like, yes, like on like a Friday night.
Oh,
I'm
sure.
Like, Saturday morning, she's going to sleep in. I'm going to catch up on some wrestling. I'm just going to chill on the couch. 6:45 in the morning, I hear the door open and she's giggling and ready to party.
Daddy?
Yeah.
It's so frustrating though. Last night he was up till after 10 o'clock, which is way past my bedtime, but he's a reader now. So he's up reading, but then he'll be reading a book that he says has a bad word in it.
Uh-huh.
So then he'll want to run up and tell me about the bad word, Mom. You won't believe what my book said. It said idiot. I'm like, oh God, here we go again.
Are you reading Diary of a Wimpy Kid right now?
I'm reading Dog Man books.
Okay, good.
We have like seven of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of idiots and stupids. Same for what is it? What is
Diary,
it
Diary of a Wimpy, Wimpy Kid, I think. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're into that one right now.
Have you got all the books yet?
We've got a lot of them.
Lily was collecting those for a while, and I'm pretty sure she's over them now, so I could probably provide you with the whole collection.
You're telling me at her age she's not still reading Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
Get ready, though. There's movies. There's live-action movies. There's cartoon movies. They're coming out with a new movie at some point soon.
My favorite is watching Sid read these to Tatum, because sometimes I don't think she's pre-reading them, so she'll say something. She's like, but don't say that to any of your friends.
Right? These darn kids and their crazy books. Let's get into the Daily Migs download.
Oh, man. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today, it's funny because you just said how Barrett, he's taken after you when it comes to going to bed late, getting up early.
Sure.
My wife always makes fun of me and Tatum because she feels that Tatum has my appetite and also has my gaseous abilities.
Really?
Because she just eats a lot and farts a lot.
It's hereditary.
And I bring it up because today it's National Pass Gas Day.
Please don't.
I won't. Although it's funny, my wife gives me a hard time all the time about it. But then what does she send me yesterday on Instagram? She slides into my DMs.
Ooh.
And sends me this video of this doctor talking about relationships and farting.
Nearly 30% of couples start farting in front of each other in the first month. An important milestone. And according to this survey done by the Mic, couples that fart around each other have stronger bonds and stronger emotional health as a couple.
Now, I'm like, why are you sending this to me? Are you asking me to do it more?
The first month, no chance.
No.
I don't think there's ever been a relationship I was in where I did that in the first month.
Yeah, I waited like 90 days.
Like a respectful husband.
I'm like, what do you want me to do with this information? She's like, I just want to let you know I don't agree with any of this. I'm like, then why'd you send it to me? I wanted to bring this up, and I was hoping maybe the Rockaholics could help. I know times are tough right now financially, myself included. I think we all are still suffering from the holidays. But if you have an extra couple of bucks, maybe this will hit you in the way that it hit me yesterday. One of the many coffee stands that I go to get coffee is a coffee stand called Rescue Me Coffee. It's in Puyallup, and it's awesome. The coffee's great there. The baristas are super friendly. They're really nice. And one of the baristas, it's funny, because she always knew my order, my wife's order and my order, but didn't realize that we were together.
Aww.
And then one time we showed up together and it was just like that mind-blown moment for us. Like, wait.
You do?
Those are the drinks? Ah, now I get it. Well, anyway, she's a total sweetheart of a person and her name is Kaylee. And I saw a sign on the Rescue Me stand that was asking for donations for her. And I'm like, well, what's going on? Because I know she recently just had a kid. And apparently her and her husband, their kid's dealing with some issues where it was in the ICU. It was in critical condition, critically ill from a severe respiratory virus at Seattle Children's, and they're just struggling with finances and things like that. Recently had it, definitely hit me in a way that I'm sure for you,
can't even imagine.
When you're a parent, you're excited to be a parent, and then you have to deal with this, and it's just heartbreaking. And it sounds like the kid's doing better, thankfully, but still it's a long road ahead for them. So they set up, or they've just been sharing her Venmo, and if anyone can help out, because obviously they're not at work right now, they're with their kid at the hospital all the time. If this hits you in any sort of way and you can help out, that would be really freaking cool. We put all the information on our social media pages at the Daily Migs Show, or you could just go to her Venmo, which is just at Kaylee Shoot. And I donated yesterday. If anyone can, if you can't, maybe you could share the post. And it's just spelled K-A-Y-L-I-E-S-H-U-T-E. A rockaholic as well. And just a really, really good person. And it just breaks my heart to see anyone going through that kind of stuff.
Yeah, big thanks to anybody that can help out with that.
And much love to her and her husband and her family. And hopefully things get better real quick.
The Cleveland Browns have now requested permission to interview our defensive coordinator, Aiden Durdee, for their head coaching job. Leave
our coaches alone.
We're having a time right now. The Giants, Cardinals, Raiders, and Falcons have all asked to interview our offensive coordinator, Clint Kubiak. And because the Seahawks have this first-round bye right now, both of those assistants can only conduct virtual interviews for now.
This is great. I guess that's just the cost of having a really good team is that they're going to want a piece of that.
We're like the popular girl at school.
I got to tell you, I was a little happy, though, that when I saw, not happy for him, but he's going to get a job. John Harbaugh from the Ravens just got fired. And all I thought was, sweet, that's one less team that's going to want one of our coaches. Because you know he's going to go real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Kraken won yesterday. Yet another win for them. They're still knocking on the door of first place. But, wow, they ended up beating the Boston Bruins 7-4. Capo Caco had a couple of goals. And they finally won with their alternate jersey.
So awesome.
That was pretty awesome. So they're playing the Minnesota Wild tomorrow at the Climate Pledge Arena. As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 44 degrees. Going to be a rainy day today. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
Imagine this. You're at the gym, you're getting your pump on, and someone comes up to you to ask if you are having a lot of sex.
Yeah.
This happened to one of us, and you're going to hear all about it at 6:20.
You want
to
spot me?
Yesterday, as I understand it, Steve Migs, you were getting your pump on the gym.
I was there. Isn't that like 90% of the battle just showing up to the gym?
Yes.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to all of us.
But apparently, you ended up meeting a listener, and the chat was a little interesting.
Yeah, so I actually ended up, he was on his way out, so I had to ask him if he could have a couple seconds just to talk about what you just said, because it was just too funny. But oddly enough, our TikTok seems to get people, I don't know what's going on at my gym, but I've had a few people come up and be like, hey, why are you on TikTok all the time? Whenever I'm going through my feed, it just shows up. And then that leads to the conversation about working at the radio station and all that. Shocking how recognizable I am because I'm this goofy bald guy with tattoos. So like, hey, I've seen you on my TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
But here was the conversation I had with this guy. His name is Fred. Oh, I guess I should hit the button that plays it.
I'm here at the gym, and I know you got to run, but I wanted to get you to tell this story because you came up to me. This is Fred. Fred came up to me because you spotted me here at the gym and said what?
Yeah, I came up to you because I see you on TikTok all the time, and I was just like, hey, who are you? Why do I keep seeing you on my feed?
And if you don't mind, could you tell the best part when you found out that I worked at a radio station?
I asked you if you had to bang a lot of chicks.
What? I'll be honest with you. I'm like, usually people ask if I get like a lot of cool concert tickets, like awesome perks. I've never had anybody ask me if I have sex with lots of women.
I hope you lied to him and said yes.
That's such an unbelievable lie. I don't even think I could say that with a straight face. Yeah, man. All these ladies here, see that girl on the Stairmaster? Just had sex with her.
Bang a lot of chicks. That's what you think of when you think of someone who works at the radio?
Yeah, I just figured you're on the radio. There's probably some horny chicks that want to have sex for concert tickets or something.
Who is this guy?
I'm wondering if this would work both ways. If I met Fred at the gym and I told Fred that I worked at the radio station, if he was like, do you bang a lot of guys?
Hell yeah, I do.
Oh my God. Work perks, you know?
There's a certain level of comfort I think you just have with a guy at the gym. It wasn't in the locker room, so it wasn't weird.
Oh my God.
I was just stretching by the front door.
I love Fred. I hope that there's more people that think that we can pull things like that off.
Yeah, I mean, the concert ticket part, yeah, there was once a time where we would get a lot. That to me feels like the question that we always get. I've never gotten somebody to say, hey, you have sex with a lot of women because they're horny and they want concert tickets. I wish that was the case.
You know how those radio groupies are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He was also the guy that he was wearing a boner donor t-shirt. Oh, I'm kidding. God. He wasn't that guy at the gym. Different guy.
I love Fred.
You should come hang. You can come and work out at my gym.
He has a great, you know, sense of the world, I think.
Yeah, but I think he'd be sorely disappointed if he ever got a job in radio.
Oh no.
Like that just doesn't happen.
We just don't pull tail.
Yeah, I'm married. There's no sex. No, I'm kidding about that part. But I feel like that is something, though, that when you have a job, there seems to always be questions. Like, you know, I think if anyone says they're a plumber, there's the plumber jokes.
Oh, for sure.
Radio, I think more often than not, it's either, hey, you got a face for radio, or do you get a lot of concert tickets? Never, hey, do you bang a lot of chicks?
No. The one I always get is, okay, do your radio voice.
Oh, that's the...
Do your radio voice.
And I always...
This is my voice.
That's what I always say. I'm like, it's this. No, come on. Like, do the voice. I don't have the voice. What is the voice? This is the voice.
This is as good as it gets.
Now you're making it weird. Can I have sex with some chicks, please? Did you see that? I saw there's a story about a University of Edinburgh, I guess. I don't know. But they asked a bunch of people who do work, obviously people work for a living, and what are like the stereotypes and the follow-up questions that they get because of their job.
Oh, interesting.
So like somebody said, hey, I'm a software developer, and the first reaction is, so you must hate talking to people. And the person's like, no, I actually talk to people all day. Another person said, I told him I work as a social media manager, and the reply was, oh, you just post pictures and drink coffee all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, all the time. And then my favorite, I told a friend I worked in HR, she immediately said, oh, so you're the office cop.
Obviously.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
So when you tell somebody what you do, what do they say back to you?
You can bang a lot of chicks.
206-803-ROCK. What is that stereotype or the comment that you get about your job that drives you nuts? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Bon Jovi.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
When you tell somebody about what you do for work, what do they typically say back? Maybe a stereotype that gets highlighted.
Right.
That drives you nuts. 206-803-ROCK. Patrick, you're in Puyallup this morning. What is it that people say back to you when you tell them what you do for a living?
Well, I'm a caregiver, and I have two senior clients. And this guy asked me what I did one time, and I told him, I'm a caregiver. And he looked right at me and said, but you're not a woman. And I looked back at him very flat-faced, and I said, that is a very astute observation. He looked at me as if I was speaking French to him or something. I was like, well, what do you want me to do, dude? You know, sorry, I wear scrubs and I take care of senior ladies. What?
Like you're going to look down at your crotch and be like, no way, dude.
I bet those ladies love you, Patrick.
Oh, they absolutely do. In fact, actually, when I was shopping with one of them one day, we were in the produce section of the store, and I was just being friendly, and I was saying good morning to somebody that I was passing, and she had said good morning back to me, and my client stepped up and said, he's taken. I'm all like, I was just being friendly and saying good morning. She's all, she about threw herself naked across the produce for you. I was like, wow.
Mildred, you just went from 0 to 100 real quick.
You leave my Patrick alone.
Yeah, you ever do that, though, where, like, you're expecting... I've been guilty of it. Like, recently we went to a coffee stand, and shout out to Wolf Club, and it was an awesome spot, but when we pull up, all of a sudden there are two dudes in the stand, and I was like, I'm just not... It wasn't, like, anything bad. It was just like, what the heck? Like, I was just expecting...
Where are the girls?
Where are the bikinis, man? And these dudes were awesome. They were good dudes, great coffee, and they were just fun guys to talk to, but, like, for a second you had that moment. But I would never be like... Where are the chicks at? I thought only chicks work in this box.
Carrie in Lakewood, what is it that you tell somebody that you do? What do they say back to you about your job?
Hey, so I'm a mechanic at a bowling center, and one of the comments I always get is people are like, well, I didn't know bowling centers had mechanics. Like, what do you do? Well, I fix the pin setter so you can bowl. So, what do you think I do?
Carrie, do you just work at one bowling center or do you get like you know, called to go help other ones that maybe are, you know, needing extra work or something like that?
So currently I just work at one. I'm the head mechanic there out here in Lakewood. But yeah, I just work at the one right now. But yeah, I know several guys that work, you know, three or four bowling centers. And they just kind of bounce around whenever they're needed, whenever they need, the other centers need help.
Well, Kerry, I have a stupid question then. Like, how often are you fixing things in the course of a day? Or are you just, like, just hanging out in the back room, just chilling?
Oh, my God. Every day. It's an ongoing process. It never ends. The machines I work with are upwards of 60 years old. So there's constantly things breaking or, you know, little adjustments needed here and there. They're kind of like cars, but they require more maintenance and more attention.
Do you ever get just, like, annoyed of having to hear the bowling pins being hit? Like, I feel like I'd be laying in bed and just, like, hearing phantom bowling pins all the time.
I do actually. I've dreamed about work, and, like, you know, when there's a specific jam that happens, you hear the pins falling off the machine, and it goes ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk. And so I've had dreams about that and woken up and thought I'm in the bowling center and I'm in my bed.
Thank you, Gary.
With a wrench in your hand. What the F?
Nelly and Puyallup, when you tell someone what you do, what do they say back to you?
Well, I am I'm an EMT for a private ambulance company out in the King County area. And the star question everybody always asks is, what is the worst thing you have ever seen on the job? And I don't really know why, but that's just always where they seem to go.
I think people just love horror films and love blood and guts.
I don't think I would want to know that. I don't need your nightmares.
Right? Exactly.
With that being said, do you have a stock answer?
I do have a few. I picked up a dude that got out of a fight, and he got in a fight with a homeless guy. And the homeless guy, Mike Tyson, my patient, and literally bit his ear off. And that one was a fun one. We had to take him up to Seattle for that.
Could they reattach the ear?
They couldn't find it.
So. Oh, he probably swallowed it.
Wow.
He probably did, because there was like eight cops looking for his ear out in this parking lot, and they couldn't find it.
You know how sometimes when like a dog eats something, you have to wait around until you get it back? Is it one of those? No, probably not. No. We should probably go, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Wow. What the... Great question, Steve.
I didn't ask it. I was just thinking it.
How would you like to beat Steve Miggs this morning? The man with three wins, two losses, and one tie in 2026. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will play Beat Miggs at 6:50.